Peace to brothers and sisters that are here, present, and online.
早晨下了一场雨，弟兄姊妹没有淋湿吧？
Did you get wet from this morning's rain?
当我来到教会的时候呢，正好是雨下的最大的那一阵子。
When I first got to the church, it was raining very, very hard.
我看到了一个景象。
I saw a picture.
同工们、弟兄姊妹们带来了很多的东西。
Brothers and sisters were bringing a lot of stuff into the church.
有的冒着雨就在那搬。
They were moving things in the rain.
非常感动。
And it just moved me.
但触动我的另一个景象更让我感动。
Another picture that caused me to move me more.
看到了弟兄给另一位弟兄打着伞。
One brother was taking an umbrella and holding it over another brother.
也看到了弟兄给家里的姊妹打伞。
And brothers were holding the umbrellas for their sisters.
哇，这正好是今天我们要分享的，跟弟兄姊妹分享的主题，合而为一。
And that's exactly the theme that we are sharing this morning, and be one in God.
这幅景象就展现了一幅和睦的合一的这么一幅景象。
And it shows how that we are in unity.
我们弟兄姊妹都得救，也服侍多年。
Brothers and sisters that are saved and served for many years.
我们都非常熟悉一个词叫合一。
And we're very familiar with this term to become one.
当我在预备今天的讲章的时候，我就在思考一个问题。
So when I was preparing this morning's sermon, I was pondering about one thing.
为什么几乎每一个教会都在反复的提合一？
Why did all the church was over and over again were talking about unity?
我们知道一旦我们讲合一的时候，它背后的故事一定有一个不合一在里边。
When we're talking about becoming one, in the background there must be a story that that was some not in harmony.
表面上我们一看到合一与不合一，我们想到的是我们是不是观点一致，我们是不是全体通过，我们大家都同意。
When we think about becoming one, we're always thinking, well, is it because we're all in agreement and that we all are thinking the same way?
当在神的话语面前默想深入思考的时候，
When I was meditating before God on His Word.
神的话，神借着他的话语，把这个根本的原因就启示，把真理启示给了我们。
And God revealed His true meaning of His Word.
原来合一不是一个表面的同意，一个一致。
When becoming one doesn't mean that we're all in agreement.
而是从我们属灵的生命中展现出来的属性。
And it is the, what we live out in spiritually.
有一个事实在人类历史和教会历史的这个经历中已经印证。
There's one thing that is in history has already, testified.
靠着世界的方式。
And through the, methods of this world.
靠着人的想法
through human thinking
如果要说合一的话那是一个无解的答案
to become one there is no the answer is there's no explanation
答案在哪里呢
where is the explanation
合一的答案是在神我们要信靠神才会得着属灵里的真正的合而为一
The answer is in God. It is only through God that we become one.
我们看这个幻灯上这个图。
And when we look at this slide, at the picture.
这是神在创造伊甸园，在创造人的时候，这个 大概这么一幅景象。
And it is a picture of when God created heaven and earth in the Garden of Eden.
我弟兄姊妹都很熟悉，创世纪二章二十六节说，神说，我要照着我们的形象，按着我们的式样，样式造人。
And in Genesis chapter 2 verse 26, God said, we have to create man in our image.
每次读到这的时候，我自己也情不自禁，我就想到底这个样子看起来是什么样子。
Every time when I read this, it makes me think, what does it mean? What does it really look like?
可能弟兄姊妹跟我有一样的经历，总想说看起来是什么样子。
Maybe you have the same experience. What does it really look like?
但是我们都知道，这个神照着他的样子，绝不是外表，而是说属灵的生命里边的相像。
So we know that when God created us, it's not just the outward appearance.
当神吹这口气，在用泥土做的我们的时候，吹了这口气的时候，就把灵赐给了我们。
So when God created man with dust and then breathed into man, gave us a spirit.
这个创造者是我们的圣父、圣子、圣灵这位三一合而为一的神。
And the God that created us is the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune God that created us.
所以他是在合一中创造了我们。
So he created us in one, in unity.
他要把合一的灵赐给了被创造的人。
And he gave a spirit of unity to the creation man.
这种合一表现在人与神、人与人、人与自然的合一。
And this oneness is represented between man and God, man and man, and man and the environment.
可是这一切都被一个事件所打破了。
But there is one thing that broke all of this.
我们的先祖违背了神。
Our ancestor disobeyed God.
犯了罪。
Committed the sin.
从此神在伊甸在创造的合一从此就不复存在。
And this unity no longer exists since then.
但是我们的神从来没有放弃，他是在一直是在救赎犯罪的人类。
But God never gave up.
他救赎的本质就是要恢复因着人的罪而破碎的关系。
And God is to rebuild this relationship.
他要重塑他创造时的那种合而为一的关系。
And he wanted to rebuild this relationship, this oneness.
早晨在福音查经逐日学的时候，我分享了一点：我们人靠着自己，如果要说合一的话，就像我们不能对付我们的罪一样，是没有解的。
When we try to to unite with one another, we through our own ways, there is no way to do that.
开启合而为一这个主题的钥匙是什么呢？
What is the key of this unity?
是我们主耶稣的十字架。
And it's the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在十字架上留下的宝血对付了我们的罪。
And the blood that he shed on the cross saved our sins.
他圣借此圣灵能才能内住住在我们的心中。
So that the Holy Spirit can indwell in us.
圣灵也才能引领我们跟随神走这条光明的成圣之路。
And the Holy Spirit can lead us in this path.
主耶稣在十字架上说了两个字，成了。
Our Lord Jesus said two words on the cross. He said, "It's finished."
他的成了里边含有合而为一的工作，借着耶稣基督已经成就了。
And this unity is completed on the cross.
主耶稣道成肉身，做了我们通向天国的天梯。
Our Lord Jesus flesh became man.Becomes this ladder to heaven.
主耶稣借着十字架在黑暗与光明当中架了一座桥梁。
Through the cross, it becomes a bridge between darkness and light.
耶稣在十字架上那个裂开的幔子让我们跟神能够亲近，能够合一。
And the veil that is broken allow us to be nearer to God, to draw near to God.
主耶稣为我们剥开的身体把我们接进了他的天国当中。
And the body that was broken, Jesus' body that was broken becomes the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣在十字架上说成了。
And Jesus said, "It's finished" on the cross.
他是成就了合而为一的工作。
He finished the work of oneness.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你为我们的罪钉了十字架。
Because of our sin, you were nailed on the cross.
成为我们与神合一的确据。
It becomes the guarantee of the assurance of our salvation.
主，我们今天我们众弟兄姊妹，你的众儿女，我们来到你的话语面前。
And brothers and sisters are before you this morning.
主啊，求你教导我们合而为一的真理。
Teach us the truth of becoming one.
也更是帮助我们在行道当中我们能活出合而为一的生命。
And that we can live out the life of unity through you.
你祝福众人，你祝福众弟兄姊妹，也祝福今天的话语。
May you bless brothers and sisters and your word.
这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.好，那我们下面我们还是一样，我们从在这个话语当中我们看神他是怎样说这个合而为一这个话题。
So let us see what the word of God says about this becoming one.
我们下面先把这个约翰福音十七章二十节到二十三节同时用中文或者英文一起来读一下，对不起这讲英文的这些人这些弟兄姊妹们。
Let us read together John chapter 17 verse 20 to 23 in both in Chinese and English together.
Yeah, sorry for the English speakers. Because of the size of the slide, I cannot put all the words there. So I encourage you to open the Bible to read English together with the Chinese. Okay. 好，我们一起读二十节。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。阿门。感谢主。当我们读这个经文的时候，我们看到了多次重复的几个词。第一个词是在里面。这里一共重复了五次， 另外一个重要的词是合而为一，重复了四次。
When we read these four verses, there were a number of terms that appeared multiple times. One is to become, in you and me, so there's about five times, and also becoming one, that is appeared four times.
这几节的经文内容非常的丰富。
The content of these four verses is very rich.
从二十节我们看到了这个福音，这个合而为一，这些话，这个神为这些祷告的人，第一个是现在就当时已经得救的人。
And these verses were talking about the people that believed at that time.
也包括要借着当时得救的人要传福音而后来得救的人。
And also includes those who are going to believe later through the gospel, preaching of the gospel by these believers.
后边这些人里包含着我们今天在座的每一位，你和我。
So that means we are also included in this prayer.
那这些经文我们看到在里面我们看一下这个在里面到底是它的含义是如何。
So let's look at what it means to be in.
主耶稣用了他和父神的关系来阐明合而为一。
Jesus used the relationship between him and the Father to talk about, to show us what it means to be one.
让父在子里边，子在父里边，这个合而为一，神为我们他做了一个合而为一的榜样。
So the Father is in the Son, and the Son in the Father. So that gives us an example of becoming one.
这个榜样实际耶稣不是第一次提出，这个榜样已经在创造我们的时候，神已经在合而为一里。
So this example was not just here it starts. In the very beginning when God created everything, they were already one.
他在这里提这个，用这个例子来说合而为一，他的目的，主耶稣他祷告的这个目的是要让我们彼此的合而为一，与神合而为一。
And the reason he used this example here is so that we can become one.
那就是在第后边所说的，在二十三节，那就是完完全全的合而为一。
And in verse 23, it talks about that we become perfectly one.
与成圣的这个主题是一样。那我们今天说，我们已经做到了完完全全合一了吗？
And it talks about, it's the same as when becoming sanctified. Have we become completely one yet?
没有。
No.
因为我们还是在这个合而为一的这个路上，就像我们在成圣的路上是一样的。
No, we have not. Because we are on this path of continuous sanctification. In the same way we are in the path of becoming one.
所以这就在里面这个话题就尤其的重要。
So that's why, when we're talking about in each other, then that is so important.
我们要在神里边。
We have to be in God.
我们也要圣灵在我们里边内住。
And then we also have to have the Holy Spirit indwell us.
我们这样的话才能逐渐的走向实现完全的合而为一。
So it's only this way that we will become one gradually.
那就是与神合一，与人合一。
And that is to become one with God and one with man.
才会在新天新地，当神的国度实现的时候，我们就会成为和得着神国度的基业。
So when we're in the new heaven and new earth, we will receive the inheritance.
所以这个经文呢，我们读完以后就 帮助我们来得出了今天我们要讨论的三个话题。
So these four verses is what we based on this morning's three points.
第一个是主耶稣和父神互相的在里边，他成为了我们合而为一的榜样。
So the first one is Jesus and the Father are in each other, serving as an example for us of being one in God.
第二个话题是神和耶稣和父神互相在爱中，他用爱的这个主题成为作为我们人合而为一的这么一个保障。
Jesus and the Father love each other.And then serving as a guarantee for us to be one with the other.
第三个是合而为一，让它成为我们的生命，成为美荣耀的见证。
And then we are one with God and others so that this becomes our life and becomes our witness in the light.
好，那我们看下面这个主题。主耶稣与父神互为一体，他是我们与神亲近的，给我们做了一个榜样，也是我们的目标。
So let's look at the first point. Jesus and the Father are in each other, serving us an example of being one in God.
就像刚才在约翰我们读的经十七章二十一节，是他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里边。使他们也在我们里边，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Just like what we just read in John chapter 17, verse 21, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
Amen. 这节经文启示给我们说，圣父、圣子、圣灵是从根骨到永恒里边始终是合而为一的。
And so it tells us that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one from everlasting to everlasting.
这种合一是在神的属性上和神的旨意上的完全的合一。
And this is complete oneness in spiritually.
我们常常会听到或者我们自己也问过这样的问题。
Sometimes we hear something or we may have thought about this question. We have this question.
这件事我怎样才能知道是圣灵让我做的这样的选择？
How do we know if this thing is the Holy Spirit letting us make that decision?
我怎样做才合乎圣灵？
What do I do to be in obedience with the Holy Spirit?
就我们看到说，我在神里边，神在我里边。
So if I'm in the Father,And the Father is in me.
这正像是另一处的经文，在罗马书十三章十四节说，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
It's similar to Romans chapter 13 verse 14 that says, But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
我们刚读到披戴基督的话，我们会想一个画面，外面披的是基督，那里边怎么办？
We may have this picture. When we put on Jesus, we have Jesus on the outside. What about the inside?
披戴基督的意思并不是说用纸来包裹。
So to put on the Lord Jesus doesn't mean just wrap us in Jesus.
而是说我们外面的见证是基督，因为我们是有圣灵的内住，里边已经是圣灵在里边。
It means that our outward testimony is Jesus because we have the Holy Spirit in us.
就像我们在引言里边刚才讨论的，说 那圣灵只住洁净的殿，我们如何才能让圣灵内住呢？
Just like we talked about in the introduction, how can we have the Holy Spirit indwell in us?
靠着耶稣基督的宝血，靠着信耶稣基督。
It is through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and through our belief in Him, our faith in Him.
因着我们的信，他就算我们为义。
Because of our faith, we are justified.
我们在他面前忏悔，我们要悔改，圣灵就会洁净我们。
We have to repent in front of him, before him and confess, and then the Holy Spirit would cleanse us.
前年的时候是前年有发生了一件事，我们知道巴以战争，我们都知道呀。Israel and
There was this war last year between Israel and Hamas.
Yeah, Hamas. Yeah. 我当时正在读神学院。
I was in the seminary at that time.
有了我们有一次非常好的讨论。
We had a very good discussion one time.
这个战争是圣经上要预言的一场战争，要消灭另一个族吗？
Is this war prophesied in the Bible as that One nation would be eliminated.
我们祷告要为谁祷告？为以色列祷告，还是为哈马斯祷告？
Should we pray for Israel or should we pray for Hamas?
当时我们有这样一个讨论，但我们讨论最后，我们一个牧师，一个我们的老师，一个我们的叫老叫什么叫院牧呀，学院的牧师呀 ，pastor。
So one of the pastors of a seminary said to us,
他领我们看，在这个时刻我们看神的心意是如何。
He led us to look at what God's will is.
神是要拯救只是以色列人呢，还是所有的人？
Does God want to save just the Israelites or all people, all men?
在哈马斯那边有没有神要拯救的人？
In Hamas, are there any people there that God wants to save?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
我们要做的正确的事，是我们为神的国祷告，为神要拯救的子民祷告。
So what we have to do is to pray for the kingdom of God.
所以这就完全超出了政治的见解和我们自己的解读。
So that we are above politics.
这样我们就会在神的心意中求。
So we pray in the will of God.
在神的心意中求。
So we pray for God's will.
上周在学习这个，我有门延伸课，我在学习罗马书。上课的时候，我们讨论了如何在神的心意中求。
So last week when we were studying Romans, we were discussing how do we pray in God's will.
很难回答，因为我们自己如果再要做一个决定，往往会加进一些个人的成分在里边。
It is very hard to explain because many times when we pray, we add on our own thinking in there.
有一个确据，就是我们在做这个决定之前，我们想一想，我先不要做这个决定。如果主耶稣在这里，如果圣灵要带领我做这个决定，神他会怎样去决定？
So there is an assurance that if we have if we want to do something, not to make a decision immediately, because if we let God make the decision for us, He will do the work.
这就是披戴基督圣灵内住的根本的含义。
And this is the how we put on Jesus. That's what it means.
我行出来的，我做的决定已经不是原来那个我。而是说里边的圣灵。
so that when we make that decision, it's no longer I that was making that decision, but the Holy Spirit that is in me.
所以我们看到主耶稣这宝贵的十字架，他所成了的事，包含了这个合而为一的这么一个重要的话题。
And so we can see through the cross when Jesus said it's finished, it includes how to become one.
那么再往下看的话，我们知道这个爱，我们说神就是爱。
So we continue, and we know that God is love.
如果没有了爱
，without love，
所有的能力，所有的能做的事都没有任何的益处。
All the things that is done has no benefits.
这是在哥林多前书十三章里边说到的。
So that was talked about in First Corinthians chapter 13.
所以神的爱成为了我们合而为一的一个媒介。
So love, God's love becomes in our unity becomes the medium to cause us to become one.
所以爱成为了一个我们与神合一的一个非常重要的这么一个品性。
Love becomes an important thing in our beliefs.
但这个爱，我们说的是基督的爱，不是我们神的，我们人的那种，我们这种就是救我能表达出来的爱。
So when we talk about love, it is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, not our human love.
约翰福音十五十五章第十节说到，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
And in John chapter 15, it says, if you obey my commandments, you will be in my love. You will remain in my love.
原来是我们如果要在爱中与神合而为一的话，这个前提要先听从神的命令，神的教导。
So, the pretext of being in God's love is that we have to obey Him.
这种听是一种，是一个秩序的，是一个延续性，不是一个间断性的。
And this is a continuous process.
也就是说，我们要不间断的听神的命令。
That also means that we have to continue to listen to his commands.
我们才能不间断地在神的爱中。
So that we can be continuous in his love.
我们才能与神合一。
That's how we can become one with God.
主耶稣没有停在这里，他继续地说，让我们要彼此的相爱，让我们与人合一。
So God didn't, Jesus didn't stop there. He said we have to love one another.
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉，这是主耶稣给我们的两大诫命，就是要爱神，爱人如己。
And so, brothers and sisters, you are familiar with this, that Jesus gave us two commandments, to love God and to love one another.
还有一个就是我们在与神完全的合一当中，我们要荣耀我们的神，要有生命的见证。
And in becoming one, we have to glorify God through our testimony of our life.
这正是今年我们在神的光明中行走这个主题的含义。
And that is also the meaning of our theme this year, to walk in God's light.
那刚才是我们读的经文，约翰福音十七章二十三节。他说到了，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
And just like the verse that we read earlier, John 17:23, that says that we may become perfectly one in Him.
如果我们说我们只爱神不爱人的话
，If we only love God and not others,
那不叫完全的合而为一。
That is not perfectly one.
那甚至都不叫，我们都不敢说我们是爱神。
And we can't even say that we love God.
只有我们爱神，爱人如己，也爱人，我们才会讲，这才是神让我们做的合而为一的这么一个命令。
It's only when we love God and love others, that's His commands. That means that that's the only way we can become one with God.
如果有了这个合而为一的这个生命，我们必然的会见证神，荣耀神。
If we have this life of oneness, then that's the only way we can be a testimony of God.
我们要向世人见证，主耶稣就是那个福音的源头，他就是那位弥赛亚。
And because he is the Messiah, that testimony is only through our testimony of our lives.
他的旨意是，他要爱世人，要救赎信他的所有的人。
And he wants to save all.
他为我们定了十字架，他是要让我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
He was crucified for us so that we will not perish and have everlasting life.
那这样我们的见证就成了一个福音的见证。
Then our testimony becomes a testimony of the gospel.
也是我们要传的福音。
And it's also the gospel that we have to preach.
我们知道，在这个合而为一这个过程当中并不容易。
This process of becoming one is not an easy process.
撒旦从来不会让我们非常顺利的就能合而为一。
And Satan would not easily let us become one.
他会借着世界的黑暗来搅扰我们。
And through the darkness of this world, he wants to disrupt us.
他会让神的儿女在经历各种的事之后，试图想让我们远离神。
And through our experience in all these, in our difficulties, he wants us to be apart from God.
今天在的弟兄姊妹们，可能我们有的正在经历一些难处。
And brothers and sisters here, maybe we're going through some trouble.
我们在经历人生的苦难的时期。
Or experiencing some sufferings in life.
有疾病。
There's sickness.
年老体弱。
Getting aged.
失去亲人。
Lost of our loved ones.
我们都为这些伤痛。
We all grieve for these things.
可是这些经历，我们看神在这些经历上他要成就是什么样的事情。
And we want to see what God wants to do through these sufferings.
神从来没有让我们失去盼望。
God never wants us to lose hope.
他为我们立的约，他要救赎，这个旨意从来不会改变。
And his salvation, this covenant, never changes.
他对我们的爱也从来不会减少。
And he would never love us less.
那我们说神，你让我们经历这些事，你到底你的旨意，你是要成就什么样的事？
So we may ask, Lord, when you let us experience these sufferings, what are you trying to do?
他让我们在这些经历中能够忍耐，能够老练。
So he wants us to be able to persist and become mature.
让我们在患难黑暗中更能见光，更能仰望，转眼，就像刚才诗歌唱的，转眼转目看我们的神。
So in our suffering, God wants us to see the light, just like what we sang before, to turn our eyes on Him.
神在我们患难的时候，他从来不会离我们而去。
God will never leave us when we're in our sufferings.
我们有神的同在。
We have God's presence.
当基督再来的时候，我们也知道他为我们众儿女预备了那美好的国度，那美好的新天新地。
And Jesus, when he comes again, he will prepare for us this new heaven and new earth.
我们不再有疾病，我们会复活，我们会有神的同在，直到永永远远。
We will rise again, and there will be no sickness, and we will live with him forever and ever.
我们失去的得救的亲人，我们将在新天新地与他们重新相聚。
Those loved ones that we lost, we will see them again in heaven.
我们将在合一中一同的来敬拜，来赞美我们的君王。
And in unity, we worship him and praise him together.
这是何等的美好的盼望。
How great is this hope?
当我们在这个盼望当中的时候，我们还会被眼下我们所受的搅扰所干扰吗？
Do we still see all the disruptions and distractions during this hope, in this hope?
因为我们如果与将来要得的荣耀相比，我们今天的苦处真的算不了什么。
And if we compare it to the glory that we're going to be getting, this suffering today is nothing.
弟兄姊妹都经历了好几年的疫情 COVID-19 这个疫情。
So we have suffered through this pandemic.
当疫情开始的时候，我想我们都有一些担心畏惧。
When the pandemic first started, we were all a little concerned.
我们很快有一个想法，就这个疫情什么时候能够结束。
And we all have this, when will this end?
这个疫情给我们带来的将是何等的灾难。
What kind of, and it was a great suffering that we had to go through.
在疫情下，我有两件事让我对我触动非常大。那两次我流了不同的眼泪。
There were two things that I experienced through the pandemic, and I had tears through them.
2020年底，我回到了堪萨斯，回来从维加斯回来。
At the end of 2020, I came back from Las Vegas to Kansas City.
在一个傍晚，我和姊妹我们就开车来到了这里，来到这个停车场。
And with my sister, we drove all the way, and then we came to this parking lot.
看到这个建筑，静悄悄的。十字架在那里，静悄悄的在那里。
And we looked at this building with a cross on the outside.
当时真的非常的伤感。
And I was very sad at that time.
所以那次流下的眼泪是伤感的眼泪。
That time, the tears were tears of sadness.
在维加斯我们疫情后很快就开始了实体的聚会。
In Las Vegas, we started meeting together very quickly.
我们是用抽签的形式，因为那时候要保持距离，每次最多只能50个人。
So every time there's only limited to 50 people, and you have to keep a distance.
非常感恩，我们第一次就抽到了那个签，我和顾姐姊妹算一位。
Praise the Lord, we were both 顾姐 and I were picked.
虽然只有50人，比我们今天在座还少很多，但是呢，那一次让我们真是留下了那种激动的高兴的那种眼泪。
And we were able to meet in person, and that time my tears were tears of joy.
感谢主，我想这就是神赐给我们的盼望。
And praise the Lord, that is the hope that God gives us.
任何的事，任何的黑暗都不能阻隔神和对我们的爱。
There's no darkness that can separate us from the love of God.
那我们下面就看最后一个话题，就是我们在光中行成圣的荣耀之路。
So finally, let's look at the third point that, in oneness, that we're walking in the glorious path, towards sanctification.
那今年的主题我们都刚才说过了，就是在神的光明中行走。
We talked about this year, the theme is to walk in the light of God.
那今天呢，我们又一起我们讨论了。这个神是合而为一这么一个话题。
And today we talked about this becoming one in God.
那在光明中行，我们必然要有与神与人合而为一。
When we walk in the light, we have to be in one with God and others.
要有这种合而为一，我们要谦卑的。听从神的话语，听神的命令。
So to have this oneness, we have to be humble, so that we can hear the commandments of God.
因此，神就会常，我们就会常在神的爱中。
So we can be in the love of God.
我们也会爱神爱人。
And then we would love God and love people.
基督的宝血洁净我们的罪，让我们能。跟随这个光明，行这个圣洁的成圣的路。
His blood didn't cause us to be able to walk in this path of sanctification.
让我们能够跟随他行在光明中。
So we can walk with him in this light.
这是我们听到，我们都读懂了神的话。
So through the word of God, we hear this.
那我们在神的光明中行，我们行道当如何行
？So how do we do this? How do we walk?
那今年前面我们如果还记得的话，好多的话题都是我们要如何的行道。
So if you remember so far this year, the messages it's about living out the word of God.
首先我们要在追求中。合而为一。
So first of all, we have to pursue this oneness.
追求中，那就是说，不是我们一个人在家里关着门，自己在一个房间里去合而为一。
So when we pursue this oneness, it doesn't mean that we can close the door and be pursuing God alone.
所以我们要不停，不能停止聚会。
So we cannot stop meeting together.
聚会我们都知道，我们有敬主日的敬拜，我们有查经聚会，我们还有祷告会。
So we know that our gatherings, not only is this worship service, but we also have a Friday fellowship and then prayer meeting on Wednesday.
那说到祷告会，我们说的祷告不只是在祷告会，而是我们在家中的祷告。
And not only the prayer meeting on Wednesday, but prayers at home.
我上次用了一个我们中国人的习惯，见面说，你吃了吗？
Chinese, we all have this habit of when we meet each other, have you eaten?
我们以后见面，我们彼此问，今天祷告了吗？
So next time when we meet, let's ask each other, did you pray today?
我们还要不断的、不停的读经，不但是读文字，而是我们要在神的话语上去默想。
We not only and then we have to read this Bible, read God's word. Not only that, we have to meditate on His word.
神就会把他的话放在我们的行道当中。
And then God would put His word in our everyday life.
当然，我们弟兄姊妹都。在爱中，在热心中的服侍，我们都看到了。Yeah.
And so we see that through our serving of the Lord.
借着服侍，我们不单单是把事情做，更是在服侍中，我们也不断的合一，不断的成长。
So when we're serving together, it's not just doing things, but also to continue to grow and becoming one.
我们在 同工当中，在服事当中，我们在聚会当中，我们也是弟兄姊妹，我们彼此的建造。
So we are building up one another, when we're serving together.
我们也学习耶稣基督，像上次那个，我们学了一个谦卑的话题，所以我们彼此要彼此的顺服。
And last time we talked about this topic about being humble, and that is we have to submit to one another.
彼此的饶恕。
And forgive one another.
彼此的接纳
and accept one another.
彼此的交通
fellowship with one another.
彼此的劝勉
exhort one another.
见证分享荣耀我们的神
sharing our testimony and glorifying God.
感谢主，今天的信息正好我们这个周的周末的时候，我们有教会有一件事情，可能大家都还记得。
Praise the Lord that this topic today, because at the end of this week, there is something that you hopefully you remember.
神赐给我们一次机会，让我们放下世界的搅扰，我们与神来亲近。
God let us put aside the things of this world and let us be together.
与弟兄姊妹彼此的相交
so that we can fellowship with one another.
这个周六一会儿可能我们同工还会有报告，我们周六和主日的时间我们有三堂的信息，我们还有彼此在一起的活动。
Saturday all day and then part of Sunday we're going to have three messages and also a lot of activities together.
感谢主，他不但给了我们这样的机会，还给了我们的空间。我们现在竟然我们合同里租的房间现在还有。
Not only to give us this opportunity to meet together, but he also gave us the space. So in our contract, the rooms that we contracted, there's still space.
如果在报名期间那时候觉得不可能参加，而现在觉得能参加的。
For those before the deadline thought you couldn't attend, but now things change and you can attend.
神，因为神他总是给我们机会。
Because God continues to give us opportunities.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那我们看一下今天我们一起来，请帮我翻译一下好不好？哎，好。那我们今天我们概括一下，我们今天。是我们一起来讨论了在神的光中合而为一这么一个荣耀的话题。
So let us conclude today's sharing.
我们学习了在主耶稣与父神的关系中，我们学习与神合而为一。
So and how Jesus and the Father are in each other serve as an example of being one in God.
我们在主耶稣与父神的爱中，我们学习彼此的相爱和与肢体合而为一。
So Jesus and the Father love one each other, that serves as an example, a guarantee to be one in God.
我们也讨论了在合而为一中，我们见证和荣耀我们的神。
And When we're one in God and with others, we testify to the oneness of God and the light of God.
愿神把合而为一他的宝贵的话语放在我们每一个弟兄姊妹的心中。
May God put this, His word being in one in our hearts.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主，今天你赐给了我们这样宝贵的话语。
Lord, we Thank you for giving us this precious word.
我们知道在我们的罪中我们和你是隔离的。
We know in our sins we are separated from you.
因着主耶稣基督的宝血让我们的罪能够被宝血所遮盖。
That we are covered in your precious blood.
也因着我们信你你算我们为义。
Because of our faith, we are justified.
主，我们感谢你这宝贵的十字架和你的宝血。
And we thank you for this, for the cross and your precious blood.
你成了我们生命的救赎，也成了与我们能够与你合而为一的这样的一个真理。
And you saved us and you give us this truth of being in one.
主，我们在这里祈求你，不单是让我们明白你的话语。
We pray that not only we understand your word,
更是让我们在生命中能够活出你的话语。
That in our lives we can live out your word.
让我们在合而为一中能够见证和荣耀我们的神。
That in our unity we can testify to you and to glorify you.
求你祝福你的儿女，祝福众弟兄姊妹，祝福你的教会。
May you bless brothers and sisters and your church.
这样的祈求、赞美和祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.